Well, as we look, Arlen, what's happening market-wise, is it going to be the sixth of seven sessions for this corn market to see some lower numbers? And I'm sure harvest pressure and anticipated numbers are really kind of weighing on the trade as well.
Well, I really think it will. When you sit in a corn pit right now, there's one big thing staring at you in the face. This wouldn't have come into play had we been able to hold above 430 or 435, but it is into play now, and that's Friday's option expiration with huge numbers of options, primarily put options, at the $4 strike price. That acts as a huge magnet, drawing December corn down to that level before expiration on Friday.
Looking at the outside market influences, I mean, they're talking about some decent weather moving through the Midwest, but you made the comment that at this point, Chicago doesn't really seem to care.
Yeah, when you're looking at a 2 billion bushel carryout, the Chicago figure as well, we can afford to lose some bushels. We need to lose some bushels. But you mentioned the outside market influences, and I do think that's something that our listeners need to pay attention to, and that has to do with Wall Street's expectation that the Federal Reserve will start tapering its stimulus program in December. That expectation has been there through much of 2013. We've been seeing money flowing out of the commodities as a result. That makes it more difficult, not impossible, but more difficult to sustain rallies in the individual commodities. That pressure has increased back in August on expectations that that tapering would begin in September. The Fed held the line. It increased again starting in late October when the Fed made moves once again, suggesting it may be ready to start tapering. When you look at the continuous commodity index, which is one of the ways that many of the funds manage money flowing in and out of the commodity sector, it is currently forming a triple bottom on the charts. That leaves us very vulnerable to a sharp break lower and more money flowing out of the commodities. If we don't get some news to support, if the Fed doesn't come back and say we're going to continue our stimulus program, we can talk about the pros and cons of stimulus program. I think there's some adverse effects from continuing it, but one of the unintended consequences of tapering would be to see likely more money flooding out of the commodity sector.
Look at the wheat. We don't talk much about wheat very often, but this morning the announcement of some purchases of wheat caught some by surprise.
Yeah, global demand for wheat is actually quite strong. We're seeing Egypt come in here and buy 110,000 metric tons, and there's about 4 million bushels, and that caught a lot of people by surprise because, frankly, we don't have the port space near term in order to ship that additional wheat, which is focused now on getting corn and soybeans out the door. But globally, demand is strong. End users are very concerned about the supply of quality milling wheat. And in fact, China is said to be seeing wheat prices trade at record high prices this week as they try to restock up and buy from farmers. And frankly, the crop that's in the field right now is pretty vulnerable to winter kill, with many areas of the North China Plain simply too dry.